As the old man said at the funeral home, as I sat over there one night, as he coming through and he's talking to this lady just before he got to my seat. He was an old fella and he was very feeble and he's shaking along there, and he said, and before he left her, and I never did forget what he said. I cherish them words because it's so true. We all need to take this and hold it dear to our hearts. He said, "Now keep your words soft and sweet." He said, "For you never know which one you'll have to eat." I cherish that. I never forgot that. And that is so true. Because it's sometime we let our tongue rule us. You know, the Bible says that no man, now listen to how he said that. It wasn't talking about God. He said that no man has ever mastered or bridled the tongue. He can't control it. He said it was an unruly evil and full of deadly poison. The tongue. And why is the tongue so deadly, brother? Because out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So whatever's in your heart comes out your lips. And that's the reason Jesus told the Pharisees, when they come unto Jesus and they said, "Good Master, why does thy disciples eat with unwashed hands?" And he began to explain unto them, that was the custom of the law. Yep. But he began to explain unto them, "That which goeth into the man defileth him not, but that which cometh out of him." Yep. He said, "For that which goeth into the man goeth out through the drouth, and which purges all meat. But that which cometh out of the man cometh out of the heart, and this defileth the man. For out of the heart proceedeth liars, adulterers, fornicators, murderers, all these evil things." There's, if you go study it, I think in the sixth, maybe the fifth chapter of Galatians, somewhere along there, fifth, sixth chapter. I never was very good at books. But there's 16 works of the flesh, 16 or 17, works of the flesh. And he said, when he went into that, he said, "Out of the heart proceedeth these things, the murder, the adultery, fornicator, the liar, lasciviousness, and all these things." He said, "They that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Now, some of you hear people saying, "Well, oh, I can do that. I can do this. I can commit these sins and not yet go to heaven." That ain't what he said. He said, if you did it, I had a man tell me that one time. He said, "Well, you know, we all can't keep every one of them." I said, "If you can't, you ain't going to heaven. For if you do those things from your heart," now you understand where I'm coming from here. "If you do these things from your heart," do you believe sometime that maybe the tongue, where it is so unruly that sometimes you'll just speak things off the top of your head before you even think it? So you've got to be careful about judging. If you're going to give a judgment, give a righteous judgment. Because you don't, you'll take something out of context and you'll place it in a place and you'll make a judgment that will be met to you again. Whatever judgment you judge, it shall be met unto you again. So be slow to speak and swift to hear. Always bearing about in your bodies the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ, that man might be able to see the good works of God in you and to know that you are of Christ. I wanted to read just a little bit. I'm just got up here to talk a little bit, I guess. Brother Terry, if you want to know where he's at, I hope he's having a good time. Brother Terry loves to fish, and it's good to get off by yourself sometime and just enjoy yourself a little bit and enjoy things that God has given us to enjoy in life. Sometimes we're selfish and don't want our brothers or sisters to go off and do stuff like that. We ought not to be selfish. We ought to be thankful that he has health and God blesses him to be able to do that. And I hope he catches him a fish as long as my leg, and I got a long leg. It was gorgeous going down to Little Mary Sunday. Drove down and
sitting out there on the lake and, just all the way around.
Did you take some pictures?
Well, I did, but I don't know how that would come out.
Well, I just hope you'll bring us some pictures and show them to us.
It was beautiful. And then by Saturday evening, Sunday, they wasn't as pretty.
Where the rain, we're not getting no rain, and it's not bringing the collars out.
Right.
And they're just drying my tree by the home, which is always so beautiful. It's just the trees are just withering up. They're drying up. And I have there's a song out, God's Collaring Book. I always like that. That's a pretty song. Makes me think of the fall time. And this is in the 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, and I just want to read just a little bit of this, because I believe we all are looking for a new body, a new day. This is on page 1783. And I begin to think here. You look around, and we think about all the sickness and those that have been afflicted and all the pains and the suffering of this world, and we think, I'm glad I don't have to stay here forever.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad, as Paul began to write here, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Now, what house was he talking about? Ain't that wonderful to know that this is a house I'm living in today. This is my body. This is the house that I, Junior Ruggles, live in. Now, people knows me as my flesh. And they can see that, you know what? You can't see me.
That's right.
Has any man ever seen the Spirit? Has any man ever seen the wind? You can't see a spirit. You can't see the wind. But you see what? The effects of it. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now, the life that he's talking about here, he's not talking about the life we have here in this world. This life here that he's talking about being swallowed up of mortality, when the mortality is swallowed up, it's going to be immortality. And that life will be a life that will never have pain, will never have suffering, will never have to die again. We will live on and on and on. Some might think of eternity. How can you measure? I told my sister one time, I said, can you take, if you live to be 100 years, can you divide 100 years into eternity? Can't be done. Everlasting life is everlasting and everlasting. As God said that he was from everlasting to everlasting.
I don't understand that.
There is no end. There's no beginning. He said he had no beginning of days nor end of life. He's from everlasting to everlasting. There is no beginning and there is no... You know why we measure time? Because God created it.
Yep.
And put it, instilled it in our minds and in our hearts that we might know time. And what is time? The evening and the morning.
First day.
was the first day.
That's it.
There's where time began. When God created the earth and it began, time began. And when God returns, what's he going to do? He's going to call an end. Time will be no more. It's going to call it to an end. And then there'll be no more time. Therefore, eternity has always been here. He just placed time for us mortal men. A little space here of how many years? Oh, if we know that, we'd be wise, wouldn't we? Now he that had wrought us for the same self thing is God, who also had given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. I thank God for that, brother. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And now let's think about this for a minute. While we're home in the body, that we're absent from the Lord. I thought the Lord never left us. Did you ever think about that? He's talking about this flesh. See, God never leaves the inward man, but the flesh will leave God. You can't walk around in the spirit, people. A man is caught up to be in the Spirit of God is like daylight and dark from being with God. There's where perfect knowledge is. People, they've argued all the days of my life about perfect knowledge, about do you know you're going to heaven? Well, when you get home in the body and you're absent from who? You're absent from God. You're not in the Spirit. You're home in the body. You're down about your everyday work and you're thinking, and the devil is a-working in your body. Because when he was casted out, he was casted out of the inward man and he was casted out into the earth. This is the earth. He wasn't talking about the mud and the dirt out here. That, you know, the devil never did want to work in the dirt down here. If you go back and look at all through the Scripture, the devil always wanted to work through flesh. Even to the place that he asked Jesus, cast suffers not to go away, but to cast us into the swine.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go away. He wanted to go into some flesh, even if it had to be those hogs over here, that which was 2,000 of them. And this man was one man, and he had many devils in him. He was legions. I know one thing. He stirred up 2,000 hogs and made them all run down a hill until they perished into the sea. Did you know that was a type and figure of Israel's sin? Huh? Think of the prophecy. God told Israel over here in the old Bible, he said that he would cast their sins into the sea of forgetfulness to never be remembered against them the more. Well, when Jesus casted out the devils into the swine, they ran violently down a steep place and perished into the sea. That was an illustration that God will never remember your sins no more. I should have went on. Let's see, we're mad here.
Seven,
yeah. Yeah, that comes right by. I should have went and finished that a minute ago. For we walk by faith and not by sight. When we're home in the body, we're walking by faith. When we're in the Spirit, now I'm going to ask any of you here, sitting here tonight, and I don't want to ramble on here all night. I can't even see the clock, Arnold. When you're home here in the body, you have all these doubts. I want to ask each and every one of you that know the Lord tonight, no matter where you're sitting at here, have you ever doubted when you was blessed in the Spirit? Huh? Tell me that. Think in your mind. Tell me one time that you, when God carried you up into the Spirit and you was a-praising God, tears are coming down your eyes, thanking the Lord, did you ever have a doubt? Huh? There's your perfect knowledge. There's where knowledge is. Don't never think that you're going to get home in the body and have perfect knowledge. Because when you get home in the body, you're what? You're walking by faith. You're absent from the body, see? When you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. When you're absent from the Lord, you're back in the body. You're back in this old flesh, and you got two men, and you got to deal with this, people. This ain't something that, you know, a lot of people, they think they just got one person here, and they're wondering, well, how come I said that? A child of God wouldn't do that. A child of God wouldn't think these evil thoughts that comes to my mind. Got evil thoughts come in your mind sometime, brother?
Absolutely.
Well, I'd have to say, ever a man tell me he don't have an evil thought, I'd call him a liar. I'd call him a liar. Because the devil, the Bible teaches us that there's no temptation taken man but that which is common unto man. Now, all men are alike. And all men are tempted by the evil one. And when you're home in the body, you've got a warfare. And you're going to fight the fight between the inward and the outward man.
Amen.
Therefore we do, what the Bible says, therefore we do groan, wanting to be clothed upon from on high, because the mortal was pulled us down and tormented us, and our lives is in trouble. We have sickness, we have sorrow, we worry and troubles. Brother Larry can tell you all about worry, along with the rest of us. But it will kill you, Brother Larry. The Lord said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. He cares for us tonight. He loves us. And he wants us to come unto him with all of our troubles. When you're home in the body and you think, God, I can't go another mile, just cast it on the Lord. Sometime, and you'll carry it. I'm going to tell you, knowing I know how you get along, you'll carry it until you can't carry it no more. And when you get tired of carrying it, you'll finally take it to the Lord. And once you take it to the Lord, you'll feel this building of the Spirit that's coming down, is lifting up, and you'll thank God everything's all right for a little while. When you get out of the body, absent from the body, and present with the Lord, and thank you, Lord, again for your love that you give me. Boy, you can lift up your voice. You can praise God. You can thank him for everything that he's done for you. Do grow on the terror of the Lord. We want to persuade men to get that. I want you to have that tonight. So when troubles come in your life, that you'll be able to flee unto the rock. You'll be able to flee unto the mountain. Brother, where the strength of God is tonight. We ain't the only one ever fled to that mountain, are we? Writer of old said that he went unto the hills, into the mountains from whence his help. He looked unto the hills from whence his help come from. And his help was who? He said his help was the Lord. His strength was from God and not of man. I can't help you. My hands is very limited. And my help is very limited. But God is able to deliver you. God is able to bring you forth and deliver you from the present state that you are in. We'll read just a couple more verses I want to read, then we're going to get on the way. Let's see. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident that I say that willingly rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Don't you feel that way? Don't you when the devils are tormenting you? You're thinking in your mind, I want to be accepted of the Lord. I don't want this to be in my life. I don't want to be saying this. I don't want to be thinking these things. I want to go read my Bible when the Lord tells me to. I want to go pray when the Lord tells me to. But yet you don't. You don't always. You're not always obedient. You're not always up and about your Father's business. Because you're disobedient. I hope if you're doing better than I am, you just You just come tell me how you're getting along. How you live this perfect life in this flesh that I live in. For we must all appear, and here's where it's at, brethren. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Now that's what you're going to stand in. It's not about you're going to get up there and say, Lord, I was a pretty good fella. And I done this and I done that. It ain't going to be that way, people. You're going to come before God either on the right hand or on the left, either for good or for bad. And you're going to get to hear the annunciation in that morning, depart or come unto me. It's going to be a quick work, the writer said the Lord would do upon the earth. A lot of people think they're going to get to sit down and have a conversation. I hear them talk that. They think they're going to sit down and they're going to debate with God how they thought they was verily right, and they're not worthy of going down to the world of the lost because they done so many good works. And you know what your good works are? Your good works are as filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. The only thing God is going to recognize in the morning is the blood of Jesus Christ. Has it been applied to your heart? Have you been born again? Are you a new creation in Jesus Christ? Are you groaning to be clothed upon from on high? I tell you what, people. I get tired of living in this flesh that I live in. I long for the day sometime when the Lord will return and I get that new body. That I won't be filled with worry and thinking about all the problems of life and everything is a faceness. Today, the world is filled with worry. They're worried sick. They don't know what to do with the world is turned upside down. And I've got the answer for them. I've got the answer for them, but they wouldn't listen. You think they'd listen to me? They wouldn't let me have the time of day. And I've got the answer for them. If they would come and be like the writer of old had said, he said, if my people, if they would do as God's people would do, I believe God would hear. He said, if my people, which is called by my name, if they would humble themselves, you think they're going to humble themselves? If they would humble themselves and pray, I would hear from heaven. I would hear from heaven, brother. What do you think about that? And he said, I would heal their land. I'll heal their land. That's the answer. They ain't going to hate to it. The people they're trying to run for offices of the day, how many of them in all the debates they haven't won tonight? How many of them talked about how they was going to seek God's face for the answer? How many ever brung God's name up one time? I'm telling you what, people, we're living in a wicked and adulterous generation. He said, it shall be and the end shall come. When all these things are going to be fulfilled, brother, you're going to see it. And I believe we're experiencing it. It's ungodliness, brother, going to be turned upon their own head. For every nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. That hell there is suffering. And this nation is long past due for its suffering. Their ungodliness, the people that is running the rule over you today, go down and put your, I'm not on politics, I'm just telling you that he said to pray for them that's in authority and have the rule over you. Yep. What kind of sad people we have that's going to rule over us when they want to murder babies, when they want two men to have a relationship and get married. Well, I got to tell you what, brethren, that is not God's way. That might be their way, but that's not God's way. And every nation that forgets God will be cast into suffering. It's hard telling what you're going to see, but let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled, church. For if you believe in God, he said, believe also in me. For in our Father's house, there's abundance. There's abundance today. I'm going to tell you something, people. God has got a building not built by hands for us. We have a body, though this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building not made of man's hands, eternal in the heavens. It's an eternal life. Brother and I must bring my marks to a close, brother. I want people to know the right from the wrong. I want this church to be up and about our Father's business. I want to be able to, as soon as a problem comes, we are to be able to, that quick, say, God, you said this. This is what you said about it. When you have a problem in this world, when you have a problem in your life, if you would humble yourself and begin to think upon God's word, He's got your answer. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what kind of trouble you have, what kind of worries you have, God's got your answer tonight.
Amen.
And if my people, which is called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray, I would hear from heaven. I would heal their land. He will come to you people and He will heal your problems. He is a God at hand and He's not a God afar off. Though sometime we leave Him when we're out into this body and we go home in the body, we leave Him until such a time that our hearts begin to think, I've not prayed. I've not done what you told me to do. You ever do that? Well, I do. And I tell you, it's not a good feeling that I have. I like to be up and about my Father's business, but I have this great adversary. I'm no different than Paul. Paul said, when I go to do good, evil is present. That which I would not do, that I do. He said, then therefore it's no longer I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me, that is in my flesh. The will is present, but how to perform that? Paul, Apostle Paul, one who wrote most of the New Testament. How do I perform that? Brother, I'll tell you what. Without God, you wouldn't last, as the old saying, as long as a June frost.
Yeah.
But you're kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last days. Thank God for His grace. For where sin abound, grace must more abound, brother. Grace to grace, faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. We're not living by sight, brother. We're groaning to be clothed upon from on high. I'm groaning, brother. I'm waiting for the day that I'll get my new body. I won't have all these worries and troubles of this life. It's coming. I thought today I'm 55 years old and they talked about the year 2050. What if the Lord tarries to 2050? Boy, I don't think I'll be here. Put me up there at 95 years old. At least better than that, maybe. I don't think I'll be there. I don't think I'll be there. You know what? He said, take no thought of the morrow, for the morrow will take thought for itself. Sufficient is the day, is the evil thereof. Sufficient. There's plenty of evil to go around, people. If you don't think this world is full of evil, just turn your news on and see what kind of men is living in this world today. Be up and about your Father's business and let not your hearts be troubled and be worried about the things of this life. For God is our keeper today.